theater goers who love splashy musicals, Broadway is a great place. A recent New York trip provided the chance to see 8 Broadway musicals. Of the shows, the musical version of Bullets Over Broadway, Idina Menzel's If Then, and the newest Forbidden Broadway were in previews, so these shows can't be officially reviewed. Today, I will review 3 shows, including Beautiful, the Carole King musical, the musical version of the popular film The Bridges of Madison County, and the Pippin revival that is scheduled as part of the 2014-15 ASU Gamage Broadway season. The Pippin revival, staged by Diane Paulus, gives the 1972 musical a contemporary feel, and it doesn't recreate Bob Fosse's original concept. It is blessed with Bettina Miller's commanding and effervescent portrayal of the leading player who guides Pippin in his development as a man, and Matthew James Thomas as the energetic title character. I've never liked Miller, but this is her part, as she dances magically, sings effervescently, and brings boundless dramatic flair to her dynamic performance. Thomas performs dashing athletic feats as he develops as a man. Both performers have since left the show, and it will be interesting to see if the tour successfully recreates these remarkable performances. Terrence Mann as Pippin's father and Annie Potts as Pippin's spry grandmother are also pluses in this entertaining revival. The Bridges of Madison County is a touching musical blessed by Kelly O'Hara as Francesca and Stephen Pasquale as her love interest, Robert. The story lends itself to several touching ballads composed brilliantly by Jason Robert Brown. Francesca moves from her native Italy to Iowa to marry Bud. The loveless marriage pushes her to Robert when he arrives to photograph local bridges. The pair fall in love, and the show touches emotional places musicals rarely go. I was moved like nothing I've ever experienced in a musical. Beautiful pays tribute to singer-songwriter Carole King by presenting her most famous tunes. Fabulous star Jesse Mueller artfully recreates King's style with grand finesse and style. The show doesn't do anything particularly interesting with King's great songs, but there is no denying the brilliance of the tunes and Mueller's masterful performance of them. So, if you are headed to Broadway, you can't go wrong with Pippin or The Bridges of Madison County if you want to see either a splashy or a touching musical. And if you love Carole King music, Beautiful pleases. Broadway continues to deliver great entertainment. Later this month, I'll talk about the other 2 Broadway shows I saw, Kinky Boots and Aladdin, plus the 3 shows I saw in previews. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.